This is episode 1729. Welcome to your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to meditate, doing one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique to help you attain a higher state of consciousness. And reaching a higher state of consciousness may have been a reason why you decided to meditate. And when you focus on your higher purpose, your highest self, you might even think of your spirituality or religion, depending on what your higher purpose can mean for you. So that connection with something bigger than yourself, even this connection to the world at large, is a foundation of your life. And when you don't feel connected or you don't feel like you really have a purpose in life, it can lead to depression. It can lead to a sense of deep dissatisfaction with life. You may lose interest in other areas of your life as well. So focusing on your life's purpose, your higher consciousness, as you are exploring in this week's theme, we're exploring this theme all week long, I want to share with you some ways to know that you are making progress. Here you're doing all this work. How do you know it's actually working? Well, if you notice that you are beginning to take more responsibility for your life, then chances are you are evolving. You are progressing on your higher consciousness journey, and you're not blaming others when things go wrong or you make a mistake. You're able to own your own emotions. If you find yourself taking responsibility and noticing when you make a mistake and being able to understand what may have contributed to your emotions, this is progress as you focus on your higher consciousness. And if you aren't so fearful or worried about what may happen in life, so you're no longer afraid of the unknown or unfamiliar, you feel as though you have inner resources to manage whatever comes your way. Even if you go through a difficult time, you know you'll get through it. You know that it's a temporary situation and that you will get through whatever happens in your life. Then you are making progress on your higher consciousness journey. So consider your higher purpose as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today. You may want to focus on what is called a chakra. Chakras are simply considered to be energy from emotions or memories or feelings you have that settles within your body. And it's always there, doesn't go away. Your memories are always with you. And when you are experiencing certain things in your life, it can trigger different memories. So when you focus on a particular chakra that represents that particular kind of emotion, each chakra represents different aspects of who you are, then you can process your emotions a little more. It's kind of like an inner roadmap to your soul. So you will have the option to focus on your seventh chakra. This is the chakra right at the top of your head or the crown of your head, and it represents a divine connection. You at your best. You could use a little color therapy, and that would be the color pink, a soft pink. This represents your seventh chakra, your highest chakra. And that again is at the crown of your head. If you focus on your spiritual eye, which is right at the point between your eyebrows, this can also help you to focus on those parts of yourself that do connect you to something bigger than yourself. So settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate, knowing that the full daily guided meditations, where you can meditate up to half an hour, are on my Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access to over 1,700 guided meditations there. And we follow a theme, just as we do here on the podcast, and you receive a few extra tools to help you along each week's journey. So this week you receive a journal for higher consciousness with a daily reflection question on the journal. You also receive a slowdown guide that allows you to go back and review the different meditation techniques throughout this whole week's series. They're right there at your fingertips. People tell me they use this throughout their day when they're encountering stress. They'll pick out a technique or two and do it right from the slowdown guide without having to go through and listen to the whole meditation episode. So again, that's the Sip and Om meditation app. As you are seated, begin to let your mind and body unwind and feel a sense of grace descend upon you as you connect to your highest source, your seventh chakra at the top of your head, visualizing the color soft pink surrounding yourself, protecting yourself. You'll feel your breath begin to slow down, and that's natural. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, especially if your mind becomes distracted. Bring it back to your breath. And focus on your highest potential, your life's purpose, as you elevate your eyes ever so gently upward and surround yourself with the color pink, the spiritual color. Continue to sit and meditate for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. End your meditation always on a high note. That will keep you coming back for more. You are so worth slowing down for.